My new smartwatch is like that annoying younger sibling whining about steps all the time.
I stub my toe on the same cabinet every day, Sarah. My kitchen was made for pygmies.
No coffee shop I go to every day. I don't want cold brew. Maybe one day you'll remember that.
Vaping was curing my sleeping woes, but now I have to worry about lung disease. There's never a dull moment.
It really isn't. Have such a good day. Oh, hello, and welcome to Have Such a Good Day, the show that wants you to do just that.
Oh, yeah. Welcome, you guys. What's up?
What's up?
Talk to us.
If you happen to be new to us, or maybe, you know, getting back into the mix after some time, Heather and I love to unpack the absurdity of everyday life.
We sure do.
For your entertainment, because it is absurd, let's be honest.
And it really entertains us. I mean, that's really the root of it all.
And that's the way that we keep smiling. And that's the way that we, you know, hope that we keep you smiling as well.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, hopefully our bonus topic will make you smile too. I was thinking that we've talked about this a little bit before in other shows, but, you know, things update and evolve, so we figure we'll do kind of an evolved version. But we want to talk a little bit about how to organize your life with cool apps, or maybe not cool apps. Maybe we have sort of an old school method, but we want to share our faves.
Yeah, absolutely. And just a little background for anybody who's like, bonus topic, that sounds really fun. For $5 patrons and up, that is what we offer to you. We make an extended show every show, and we hope that more and more of you like what we're doing to the point that you want to be part of our $5 Bala crew. So yeah, we're going to get to that later on in the show. But first, Heather, how was your week?
My week was pretty good. You know, I'm working really hard, and I, I'm enjoying it. You know, it's funny. There's a couple things I wanted to mention, because one thing I've noticed with, you know, I'm used to getting thrown into the fire with these production jobs because they're all different. They all require a different part of your brain. They're either like a little more creative or a little more nuts and bolts. And there's certain ways that that stretches my mind, because I don't do the same thing every day, and I don't do the same thing with every job, which is kind of cool about being a producer. I kind of like that. But sometimes it can be really challenging and like hurts my brain, because
it keeps things interesting, but it can be tough.
It can be. And it's like, there's a lot, like this job in particular, there's a lot of balls in the air. In fact, my colleague had a dream about me the other night where she went to work, opened the door, and I was on a stage doing a talent show, juggling, like, on the stage. I mean, I cannot describe to you, like, the details.
Where when she told you the dream, you were, like, not far off.
Oh, no. It was,
from reality.
So, like, on the nose. Sorry, my cat just knocked over my garbage can. Hold on a second. It's interesting, though. It's like, I really like the challenge, but I will say, and I'm working for a pretty big tech company. It's a very lean team. Not just me, but everybody wears a lot of hats. We all have like three jobs put into one. I mean, I think it's kind of the new normal, honestly. And I've noticed it because, you know, you and I have been senior level producers. I've been an executive producer for over 10 years. Yeah. Managing teams, doing like bigger picture strategy and development. I mean, that's kind of like where I have been in the last like 10 years, but I'm kind of back into this mode of like, I don't have a team. I don't have anyone that reports to me. I work with a team, but I kind of do everything. I do everything from like making sure talent has a car pickup service to high level client strategy and content creation, like creative.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, it's, are you hungry? Crazy.
Yeah. Do you need some carbs?
Yeah.
That sort of thing. Like it runs the gamut.
It's pretty nuts. And I'm like, but in a way, like it makes it interesting because every day is different. It is client side. So I feel challenged. Like there is a lot of senior level elements to this job, but I think this is kind of the new normal. I have to say, like, You know, I wonder if I'll ever get an executive position again. You know, like I have a lot to give and I know I can give more. But I'm glad I am where I'm at. Like it's been a good journey. And yeah. What about you? How's your week been?
My week's been good. Thank you for asking. You know, it's funny that you mention kind of that sort of exec life, and there's always money involved, right? Mm-hmm. Like, am I, you know, if I take a pay cut to do something that's maybe a little bit better for my lifestyle, is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, or do I like, you want more money to the extent of, you know, your lifestyle actually taking a hit for that? And I think that it depends on the project, and my answer will probably change, you know, depending on the projects in the future. But for the most part, I'm like, no, I'd rather have like a chiller job and less money.
I know. I'm kind of there too.
Yeah, just to kind of like, just to sort of like enjoy life, which is funny because you asked me how my week was, and I mentioned on our previous episode that I'm moving, and I'm moving to my old stomping grounds.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, LA is desert landscape and palm trees and succulents and bougainvillea. And there are all these really beautiful things about LA that you don't get where I'm moving.
The canyons, the coyotes.
The canyons, the coyotes. I saw a couple of them this morning, by the way. They were slightly upsetting for Otis, but, you know, that is neither here nor there. But, like, it is beautiful here. And where I'm going is where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
So it is beautiful, like, in redwood tree sort of way, and ferns, and the light is different, and there's, you know, kind of river culture and the whole thing. It's like, it is great,
mm-hmm.
but it isn't this. And I know I have to give this up because you can't, like, I can't recreate this.
It's apples and oranges. I mean, that's the thing. I was comparing the two for so many years when we first lived here, and I was like, I kept going, like, which one's better? Like, but it's not. I mean, it's apples and oranges. And like we miss out on stuff up there when we're here and vice versa. I mean, you will miss the palm trees and the canyons.
I will. But I also, there's something about that, because I was up there last weekend just kind of, you know, I'm figuring out stuff, you know, because got to move and there's, you know, it's a whole thing when you're mm-hmm. moving. And, you know, once I was up there, I was like, oh my God. God, I love it here. You know, like I just had to smell the bay leaves mm-hmm. and, you know, just kind of like be reminded that LA isn't the end all be all for me. However, I also think that, you know, as a, you know, we talk about sort of like a semi-nomadic lifestyle. Mm-hmm. You know, we're single women. We don't have children. You know, we're freelancers. We, you know, there are jobs that come and go. And you have to be pretty flexible in a way that a lot of people don't even understand.
No, they don't. They don't. Like, some people have lived in the same house for, you know, a decade.
And I'm like, I don't. More than a decade. Yeah, like, I mean, that sounds great. But it also, like, I don't even get it.
I don't get
what that would feel like. So, yeah. So, you know, again, TBD.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny to be leaving somewhere where it's like, I'm not leaving here because I don't like it here. Mm-hmm. I like it here a lot. I'm going to miss it here. I love LA. LA is what you make it, but it is beautiful and magical, and I will miss it.
Yeah.
But I'm going somewhere else idyllic. So, you know.
Totally. And yeah. You know what? I mean, honestly, you couldn't be going to a better place. I mean, and you're going to be near your mom, and it's going to be, it'll be beautiful in a different way, and you're going to have better air. I mean, do the pros and cons list. You're always going to have good and bad. You know, so, well, I'm really happy for you. It's going to be super fun. So,
and, you know, and the lovely thing about Heather and I's new setup is that it doesn't really matter. I mean, Heather could move to France, and I could move to wine country, and we could still do the show. So, you know, that's, you know, modern life coming through.
And you know what? It's like the tables keep turning. And so it's like, I moved, now Sarah moved, now what's going to happen to me? What's next? Where am I going to go? Am I going to stay put? I don't know. It's all a big mystery.
Hey, so, you know, speaking of moving, so I'm, you know, not to give away too many details of where I'm moving, but I'm moving to a a compound of sorts. Definitely not a Midsommar compound, but a compound where it's like there's going to be a unit where I'm living and then sort of like another unit and then yet another unit, and there's some Airbnb stuff going on, and I'm going to be sort of property managing some of that stuff, which is like super cool and fun about it. However, part of that is like, I mean, this is in the woods. And when I say the woods, like, I'm not exaggerating, like, it's in the woods. So there are a variety of security cameras that just kind of have to be on. You know, just to make sure, like, we're all safe, that I'm safe, that you know,
Odie's safe,
that guests who would be, you know, hanging out in the main house are safe. Like, it's just like, you know, and if anything were to happen, you have a record of things.
So you're responsible for, like, setting all that up?
I will be part of the crew that sets all that up, yes. And I'm fine with that. But at the same time, when I... My friend and I, you know, we'll get into that more later. But he's my new landlord. So, you know, when we decided that I was going to live there as well, you know, I was sort of like, ha ha, well, I know there's an outdoor shower. I mean, let's just like just make sure the outdoor cams like aren't like, you know, taking footage of the outdoor shower.
Yeah, you wouldn't want
that. Yeah, like just like not that I was worried about that, but like, let's talk about what the cams are actually recording and why. Mm-hmm. Because, like, not only will that actually, you know, affect my life, but it will affect, like, if something goes wrong, like, I'm kind of on the hook to be paying attention to that. And that is a really interesting thing because, okay, so the first time that I ever came across this situation, my friends who live in San Francisco who had a kid... and, you know, they, when, you know, she was left with a sitter, they had some like little spy cams, not that they were spy cams that the sitter didn't know were there. I mean, it was, you know, they weren't secret, but it was the sort of thing where like, you really end up gathering a lot of information about what went on. Like, you can just watch the night go by later on. You know, based on the stuff. Yeah. And kind of like, it's funny because, you know, you and I doing the show right now, it's like, I live my life in many parts. Like, I sort of understand that, like, it's always being recorded. But that is like a different thing. Like, how much do you want to go there for security versus privacy? And it's kind of a conversation I'm having with myself now, because again, I'm going to be moving to this property where security is actually a kind of a big deal, where I'm like, yeah, but there are certain angles. like you can't, you know, you can't get me doing my outdoor shower thing.
Yeah, no, you're definitely gonna have to be part of that. You know, and that's interesting because you're going to want to be able to scan the yard, but yeah, you're gonna have to have some kind of say in this.
Yeah, there is something, you know, there's some line of like, hey, let's all be like really safe, really careful, make sure that we're all good, but at the same time, not, you know, take anybody's privacy away. And I'm not totally sure where that line is. I think we just have to kind of figure it out as we go along.
That's interesting. I have a feeling you're going to like it because you like technology. It'll be very tech.
True.
And you're gonna like be interested in seeing how things work, wiring it together. And no, that's cool.
I
like that. That's like, it's like a new little, I know how much you love like setting up audio stuff and tinkering with things. So I think it'll be kind of a fun thing for you. Well,
totally.
I the other day someone was like, I don't know where or how this happened, but like we were talking about the word, the F word.
Okay.
You know, the
that
word.
That word.
We were talking about that as an acronym. And I was like, I didn't know that was an acronym. Like, I'd never thought of it that way. And I wasn't sure if other people did, too. And so I did a little research because I was like, oh, that's interesting. Like, huh, like, what was the origin of this word? Like, how long has it been around? And it was kind of like, you know, sort of, there's a lot of convoluted stories about this. It really wasn't an acronym. People made it an acronym later, but the word was around before it was an acronym. And
what is the acronym?
Well, there's many of them, but the one that I didn't want to go through all of them, but the one that is the kind of the one that I kept seeing kind of over and over was Fornicate Under Command of the King. And so I thought that was so fascinating. And
which king? Oh
my God. Really know, but this was down. Okay. This is like in the 15th century. So like,
okay,
you know, like
what?
Like post plague, Black Plague. So basically, I guess like the king was very concerned about like a shrinking number of people that he ordered people to reproduce. So this is where like the fornicate under command of the king kind of came to play. There was another one though that was like basically you had to get permission from the king and you had to put it on your door, F-U-C-K, if you were like busy.
What?
Fucking. I know, it's so crazy, but it like keeps going on and on and on. I don't want to get into too much you know, crazy stories and anecdotes,
but you know what, this is actually great because I always okay, this is a slang. It some people find it offensive.
Yeah.
Everyone knows what it means, but it also has, you know, it has morphed that it can mean lots of different things.
Totally.
And where did it come from? Mm-hmm. I never knew.
Yeah. I know, and it's funny. I just love words. I'm always kind of like looking up what are like the new words that get into the dictionary because, you know, like they keep putting stuff in the dictionary. I don't know how often they do it, but I just wanted to mention a few that are now officially, as of this month, September 2019, are in the dictionary. Okay. Vacay, which is, we know what that is. It's a short version of vacation.
It's what I want to do at any point if I'm lucky. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Sesh. You know, short for session, which is a good
session.
Inspo, which is short for inspiration. I don't know how I feel about this one. Sometimes it just sounds douchey, but what do you think?
You know, it's funny. I had texted somebody about. Oh, it was. Oh gosh, what's her name? Phoebe Waller-Bridge. After she like swept the Emmys.
Yeah.
And there was like a picture of her at, you know, Chateau Marmont, like having a cocktail and smoking a cig.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I sent it to some friends, you know, thinking that they would, you know, find it funny. And one of the responses I got back was hashtag inspo, where I was like,
ew.
Oh, inspiration?
Yep.
Okay. I get what you're doing, mm-hmm. but I had never heard that before.
Yeah.
So, you know, just goes to show you, like, this stuff evolves like clockwork.
Oh, it does. I mean, in, like, the new, like, corporate speak that I hear all the time at work, like, it's over, like, pencils down is a new one. I never heard that, like, before working.
What does that mean? Pay attention?
Means, like, when there's, like, a deadline, when it's, like, no more working on this project, this is, you have to be done with it. Pencils down.
Oh, like, you're done. I see. Yeah.
Kind of a good one. And then, like, closing the loop. If I had a nickel for every time someone says closing the loop in a meeting, I would be rich.
Closing the loop sounds a little silly to me.
I know.
But I get what it means.
Yeah.
It's funny how some of these things turn into terms that become eye-roll-y.
Very much so.
But like, I mean, if you want to close the loop on a particular
I mean,
project,
it does
like,
help.
Fine.
It helps immensely to close the loop, Sarah.
Right.
Because then
and to
you,
put
you
your pencil
to,
down.
Exactly. Then you know your
if
work is
done. If
you're
a person who still uses a pencil with like physical paper and like maybe there's an eraser involved, like that's insane to me. I want to know you.
I do like pencils, but I don't use them very often anymore. This one I thought was interesting. Have you ever heard of the word fabulosity?
No.
Me neither. I'm like, what? You and I are hip girls. Like, why have we not heard? So it's basically.
Fabulosity doesn't sound very hip, Heather. I'm going to be
maybe
honest.
Maybe it's not. Maybe
Fabulosity
it's like,
sounds like something that a young person made up to talk about being fabulous.
This is funny, too. Fatberg is.
What?
Okay, can you guess what it is?
Fatberg?
It's a large mass of fat and solid waste that collects in a sewer system. It's supposed to be kind of like an iceberg. But made out of fat. Isn't that weird? And then it goes on and on and on. There's a bunch of other ones, but oh, this is funny. Oh, a stinger. We've talked about this before. Remember in that one show with Amy Adams, what was that called? Stranger Things, no. Anyway, they had the stinger at the end.
Where sharper
they had
the, objects.
Sharper objects, thank you. Sharp objects, yeah. So like at the end after the credit roll, it's called a stinger. Which is cool. They actually have an official name for it. I'm happy to hear that. Anyway, there's a lot more, but I always like to go through those because I'm sort of curious what becomes official. But anyway, we want to hear from you. If you know of any cool new words that have entered the dictionary, please email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com.
Yeah, and speaking of emailing and, you know, just giving us feedback, we need more patrons. The patrons we have, we love you so much. You are our ride or dies, yep. You know, us forever. We would like more. And part of the reason that we decided to do two shows per week is to get more patrons. We know that there are people who watch and listen to the show who aren't patrons, and that's okay. We want you to be able to do that. Life gets in the way. There are a lot of reasons that, you know, it might not be the right time for you. But if perhaps this is the right time for you, now's the time. And we're hoping that what we're putting out is helping you put down what you need to put down. So thanks in advance, and thanks to everybody who are our patrons and puts out the word. You are the best.
I echo everything you just said, Sarah. That was very well put. Yeah, we want more of you. We want to be flooded with, you know, new patron emails every day, because that will contribute to our happiness. And we would love to have hundreds and thousands and, I don't know, like millions of you. Please.
Millions of patrons.
Tell a friend, tell your grandma, tell anyone you see on the street. Just stop someone on the street and just be like, oh my God, I've got to tell you about this show. Whatever, you know, whatever you can do would be,
you know,
so
it was
greatly
funny.
Appreciated.
Before you, because you mentioned grandmas, back in the day when my grandma was still alive, God rest her soul, she used to say, she likened herself to, you know, somebody who was very sort of hip to the cool kid life. And what that meant was that she would get on AOL Instant Messenger and message me, her granddaughter.
So hip.
You know, and just be like, what's up? You know, like, what's happening? But it was funny because she was so, I mean, she wasn't that old. I mean, she wasn't like 95 or anything, but, you know, she was in her 80s. And she would say, Sarah, I'm going to get on the internet and talk to you. And it was so cute because I was like, Grammy,
so
I mean, you're not really doing any of that. You're just like using like one platform enable, but like I'll always answer you. It was so cute. Like,
that's very cute. I wish my parents would do that. I mean, I can't even text my mom to tell her I'll call her right back. Like, she doesn't even have, you know,
really?
It's like, and oh yeah, no, I have to like call her to say, I'll call you tomorrow. Like a quick message, you know, you want to just say something. Like if she calls me and I'm busy, I want to quickly text her. Like, I can't talk right now. Can't do that. My dad, I can do that. But my mom, no. And if I call at the wrong time, it'll be busy. I mean, busy signal. She doesn't even have call waiting. Anyway. Oh, boy.
Oh.
I know.
Well,
Donnelly.
All right. Well, you know, hey. Well, you know, all of the patrons and the listeners and the people who support us that we have, whether, you know, you're wherever you are on the tech spectrum, we'll take you.
We still love ya.
We and, you. We know, still do.
A Shadow Striker wrote us and said, and he was actually referring to a past show where we were talking about, I think you brought up the beep, beep, beeping from like construction vehicles. And so he wrote,
the going backwards thing.
Yeah,
like
the going
the
backing up
beep
thing. He says that
makes me insane.
Me too. He says, studies have shown that because the reverse signals on construction vehicles are so common, they're ignored on the worksite and effectively useless. So there you have it. So you're going to be extremely annoyed by the noise, and they're not even effective on top of it. So,
well, you know what? Maybe we ought to rethink this, everybody. You know, it's funny. We're going to talk about kind of rethinking some stuff in our bonus topic, which has to do with apps that, you know, create more harmony in our lives.
Organization,
all sanity. That good stuff. Yeah. But for everybody else, the show has to end.
It must.
It must end. $5 Balas and up. We will continue the show in just a few. For everybody else, thank you for watching and listening. Until next time, I'm Sarah.
And I'm Heather.
Have such a good day.